This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and we are live from Greensboro. Logie Meacham grew up right here in Greensboro. His young ears were filled with the sounds of soul music coming from the juke joint his family owned and with the stories that his relatives exchanged as entertainment. Logie grew to become both a musician and a storyteller with a personal mission to keep arts and culture thriving here in his native city. He frequently performs for children, challenging them to embrace their own young voices and engage in oral history. Logie's also a faculty member and PhD student at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where he serves on the library board. Next week, he's going to perform a concert to support Friends of the UNCG Libraries, but right now he is here at Triad Stage with us. Logie Meacham. Great to have you here.
My pleasure.
Tell us about this juke joint now that your parents own.
Well, my granddad owned a little place called the Chavis Handy Corner. He sold pickled eggs, pickled pig feet, shoe polish, all sorts of candies, cookies, ice cream, RC colas, and the very first 16-ounce soda in the state of North Carolina called a Lotta Cola because it was a Lotta Cola.
Wow. So and music, of course.
And music. We had what we called a piccolo. People quite often say jukebox, but we had we called it a piccolo growing up. My granddad would say, put some money in the piccolo. And he had all of the latest tunes, and he also had a little pool table. Downstairs, we'd shoot pool, and you could go up the stairs and slow dance real close with your favorite girl until my grandma came along with a yardstick. Put a little room in between there. Hold up.
Bouncing off the pickled pig's feet and the shoe polish. So you listen to music, and of course, I guess a lot of stories. People swapping lies around the barrels.
All the time. Yeah. Very loud and loving family, but mostly very close, very tight. So we always had stories about our great uncles and grandma and grandpa, and we didn't have HBO and MTV, and for a long time didn't have ATV, but we always talked about what happened in the neighborhood, and we always passed those stories down from one generation to the next.
Will you play a song for us now?
I'd love to, and I'd like to. I mentioned a very lovely lady, my grandma. Grandma's hand clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand, Lord, they always came in handy. She'd say, Lorenzo, don't you run so fast. You might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand lifted her head in times of shame. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she said, girl, your grandma understand. Know how much you love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, Lord, they always came in handy. She'd say, Teresa, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He ain't dropped no apple core. But I don't have my grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for some Martha White biscuits with molasses, some good old-fashioned gravy on sausage. Oh, them three-finger so-light biscuits that I do believe they are so fluffy when you open the oven, they'd head toward the ceiling. We'd have to catch them with a colander. I miss my grandma's hand.
Thank you. Mr. Logie Meacham, live at Upstage Cabaret at the Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. So we had two conversations just a minute ago, both of which at one point or another talked about the marriage of the mind and the heart and bringing together, you know, a true spirit and a full self. And Brian Sims talking about reaching into the individual, showing that they had something to bring to class. And I noticed that you played us out at two breaks and spontaneously rendered the conversation in music. What you believe in the art as this mediator, this way of actually bringing the intellect into the world and making us whole?
I do. Lorraine Hansberry, who wrote A Raisin in the Sun, in a critique, in a conversation, she was asked about art. And art does have the capacity to show us who we were and who we are. But art also has the capacity to show us what we can be and what we can become. So through art, you can create futures. You can have the mythopoeic moment. You can make a new America, which is, you know, we don't fund it very much, but I'm hoping that art and music help lead us in that direction.
And it doesn't have to be what we would call high art, those stories that were told around the table. Can you remember some of those stories that you heard
at
the store?
Oh, yes. One of my family is famous with toast, and I may be nervous that I've gone down this road because I have to pick a clean one.
your wife is shaking her head in the audience. I want you to know she's now buried her face in her hands.
But a lot of my uncles like to, when they all got together, my great-grandfather actually made a living selling whiskey, so my uncles were deliverers. They were his distribution, but they also liked to get together and toast. And I'm trying to make sure I've got one that does not have bad words in it. Oh, whiskey, I know you're bold. You throwed me down and tore my clothes. You robbed me of all my silver and gold, but I'll get you yet. God bless your soul, and then you take a big old drink and toast. That's the cleanest one I can think of. The only thing we can do on the air.
How did you learn to play guitar?
A gentleman named John Surrett used to come to our house. My parents on weekends would play pinochle and have friends over and cook, and John Surrett would bring his guitar and sing, "Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?" And it just made me cut flips as a kid. So I learned some from John Surrett, and later I learned a lot from a gentleman named Guitar Slim, who lived here in Greensboro, and I'd go to his house and just watch him play.
You play another song for us now?
Sure, love to. I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. I keep drinking malted milk, but trying to drive my blues away. You're just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in May. Baby, fix me one more drink. Come and love me all night long. Baby, fix me one more drink. Come and love me all night long. Keep on stirring my malted milk, mama. Play me an old blues song. A malted milk, keep rushing to my head. Malted milk, keep rushing to my head. got a funny, funny feeling. I'm talking all out of my head. Can I have one more malted milk? Please. Well, thank you.
Logie Meacham, live at Triad Stage here on the State of Things, going to do a concert for UNCG's Friends of the Libraries on March 28th. You can attend that. He's here with us today live. So you also work with kids, and Yes. You do storytelling. And there's so much concern these days that with, you know, social media and the fact that kids can interact now and not really be in the same room, and of course that's critical to storytelling, that they're losing some of the skill and even the desire to be storytellers.
Yes. I think it's sad that we in education have made the student's journey even more isolating. I'm not much on pedagogy, even though I've studied education and John Dewey. I believe in what Zora Neale Hurston called got-to-gogy. It's been my experience that you can talk about things till you're blue in the face. But if you put a child on a bus and a plane and a train and you open the door in New York City and say, there's Broadway, baby, go look at it. Get your hot dog while you're out there. Get you some of that fruit in them cups that people have. And don't get hit by those New York taxi cabs and UPS drivers. If they survive it, they have a marvelous, marvelous experience to talk about.
Now, you had some of that experience yourself. You were talking about coming from Guilford County into Greensboro, and those were two different worlds back then.
Yes, yes. When I grew up, Guilford College area where I'm raised is the country. And it was quite a treat to come to Greensboro. I remember coming and even marching in the civil rights movement. But we were country kids. So to get into downtown Greensboro, where we had to take our shoes off because we have red mud on our shoes, so to come to town where kids have gray from the streets on their shoes, you have to bring an extra pair and change when you get off the bus. And then when you go back to the country, you take the pair that you hid in the bushes, and when you get off the bus, you put those back on because they have the red mud all over them. You take your nice shoes and put them in your pocket.
Wow. That's a lot of work to go to school. Play another song for us, please.
Love to.
Thank you.
Yes. If I can, real quick, I'm going to try something. I'm going to switch on.
While you're doing that, I just want to let you know that Logie's going to be performing Wednesday, March 28th at Elliott University Center on the campus of UNCG. The concert is in support of UNCG's university libraries, and you can go visit uncg.edu to find out more about Logie Meacham and that concert. But here he is now with a slide guitar, Logie Meacham.
Be some riding done. If my love don't change, there's gonna be some riding done. Didn't mean to mistreat you, woman. Lord knows I didn't mean you no harm. If you wrong with your rooster, that fool won't crow for days. If you're wrong with your rooster, that fool won't crow for days. If you're wrong with your woman, better let her have her way. Going back to Savannah, write my initials on the wall. Going back to Savannah, write my initials on the wall. Lord, these Greensboro women, they don't care for me at all. Well, I know my bulldog. Ooh, baby, when I hear him bark. Well, I know my bulldog. Ooh, baby, when I hear him bark. And I know my sweet lover when I feels her in the dark.
Logie Meacham, who just went back to school. You're getting your PhD in African-American studies and rhetoric?
And rhetoric, yes.
Yeah. What made you decide to go back?
I taught at Winston-Salem State for about 15 years, and students, including the university president, Molly Broad, referred to me as Dr. Meacham. And I told all of them, especially Molly Broad, do not call me Dr. Meacham. I have distinguished friends who have earned their PhDs, and I did not want to be titled one. But Molly Broad and my students said to me, Molly Broad said to me, Mr. Meacham, they call me Madam President, and I don't have a PhD either, so I'm going to call you Dr. Meacham. So I've been crowned doctor, but I have not been given a degree. But well, for those students, that's why I went back, for the years that they called me Dr. Meacham.
I think you are a doctor by any measure, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Logie Meacham. Going to give you time to play us out. But before I have you ask you to play one more, I want to remind everybody that Logie Meacham is going to be performing Wednesday the 28th, Elliott Center, UNCG, concert in support of UNCG's libraries. Go to uncg.edu to find out more, or logieworks.com. Logie is L-O-G-I-E. Thanks very much. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Here's Logie Meacham.
I went down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Don't you hear me calling, Lord, have mercy, please. Down at the crossroads, trying to flag a ride. Down at the crossroads, trying to flag a ride. Well, my friends don't know me, Lordy. They just pass me by. Down at the crossroads, Lord, I'm sinking down. Down at the crossroads, Lord, I'm sinking down. If you see me falling, call my friend Boy Willie Brown. Trying to flag a ride. Down at the crossroads, trying to flag a ride. Well, my friends don't know me, Lord, and they just pass me by.
Thank you very much.